Hello and welcome to the Balanced Wealth Podcast. My name is Jarrett Topel. With the tough stock market and negative returns we saw in 2022, the wild fluctuations we've seen so far in 2023, and with bonds and bank accounts now finally offering decent interest rates for the first time in decades, many investors are wondering if stock investing is still their best bet. And I'm here to tell you that if we let history be our guide, and really, it's the only guide we have worth listening to, and you're still a long-term investor, the answer is a resounding yes. While it's not always easy to be a stock investor, in the long run, for those who have been patient and dedicated, it has always paid off to be one. And unless you're willing to bet the farm that for the first time in history, it's different this time, then stocks still offer the best chances for significant long-term growth of your assets. And, by the way, just to be clear, the most dangerous and most misleading statement in the world of investing is, it's different this time. Over the long run, stocks have proven themselves to be the best long-term investment time and time again. Looking back at the last century, the average annual return for the S&P 500, which represents the performance of the U.S. stock market, stands at around 7-8% after adjusting for inflation. In stark contrast, cash equivalents and short-term bonds have typically yielded somewhere in the 1-3% range, while long-term bonds have hovered around 3-4%. Even real estate, historically considered a solid investment, has shown average annual returns in the 3-5% range. In addition to the long-term outperformance as compared to other asset classes, stocks also serve as a significant and historically our best hedge against inflation. When you park your money in cash or fixed income investments, such as bonds, CDs, or bank accounts, inflation can significantly erode its purchasing power over time. However, stocks, with their potential for growth and rising valuations, tend to outpace inflation. And this is what makes them a crucial tool in safeguarding your wealth against the eroding effects of rising prices. In addition to their growth potential, many companies share their profits with stockholders in the form of dividends. For long-term investors, this is not only a source of income, but also a powerful tool for wealth accumulation. Over time, dividends have significantly contributed to the total stock market returns, and reinvesting dividends can lead to exponential growth in your investments over the long term. Another positive aspect to investing in stocks is the ease in which you can diversify your portfolio. And let's never forget, diversification is the cornerstone of intelligent and rational investing. A well-diversified portfolio of stocks across various sectors and industries can help to spread and minimize risk without sacrificing returns. Proper diversification has historically resulted in more stable and consistent returns as compared to other asset classes. And let us also not forget that one of the most potent forces in investing is the power of compounding. Holding onto your stocks or stock funds for an extended period of time allows your money to grow exponentially, as you're not just earning returns on your initial investment, but also on the returns generated by that investment over time. The cumulative effect of the compounding of returns can be truly remarkable. For example, let's say you have a 20-year bond that pays you 7% simple interest annually and that you invest $10,000 in this bond. Each year, the bond will pay you $700, and at the end of the 20-year time frame, you'd have $24,000. This is the $10,000 you originally invested, plus $14,000 of interest paid over the 20-year period. Now, instead, let's say you invest in stocks and earn a 7% compound rate of return. At the end of the 20-year period, your $10,000 investment is now worth over $38,000. In other words, due to the power of compounding and the difference between simple interest and compound interest, the stocks are worth 60% more than the fixed income investment. As you can see, there's a huge difference between simple returns offered with fixed income investing and the potential compound returns provided through stock investing. beside their outperformance over time as compared to other asset classes, and especially as compared to real estate investing, one of the great benefits of stock investing is in its flexibility and liquidity. Stocks are highly liquid investments. They can be bought or sold easily and inexpensively at any time while the markets are open. This liquidity provides investors with the flexibility to easily and quickly adjust their portfolios based on changing circumstances or investment goals. This is not something you can easily do with other asset classes, and especially not with real estate. Another advantage to investors that is commonly overlooked is the tax advantages associated with long-term stock investing as compared to the interest paid on bonds, CDs, or from bank accounts. In the United States, gains from stocks held for more than 1 year qualify for what are known as long-term capital gains tax rates, and these gains are taxed at a lower rate as compared to interest paid from fixed income investments such as bonds, CDs, and cash. And at the end of the day, what really matters is your after-tax rate of return, and this favorable tax treatment can significantly enhance the overall returns on your investments. Now, it's important to know that just because the long-term numbers support stock investing does not mean it's the right strategy for everyone. Statistically, yes, stocks have done the best. However, behaviorally, when real people make real decisions, the stock market can be fraught with danger. Significant short-term and mid-term market fluctuations are inevitable, and if you just don't have the stomach or the resources to stay invested through these turbulent times, then the long-term numbers don't mean a thing, as you're unlikely to stay invested for the long term. So never forget, it won't always be easy or fun to be a stock investor. But then again, nothing worth having ever comes easy.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. This program should not be construed as financial, legal, or estate planning advice. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital, and seek advice from a licensed professional. Topel & DeStasi Wealth Management, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Topel & DeStasi Wealth Management, LLC and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Topel & DeStasi Wealth Management, LLC unless a client service agreement is in place.